And speaking of space, in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the supercomputer Deep Thought was given the challenge of solving the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. The answer was, as fans will know, rather confusingly, 42. But now we may be getting closer to building such a computer ourselves, because scientists from the University of Sussex have come up with a design for what would be the most powerful computer ever built. It's a quantum computer, and people say machines like it will transform the fields of medicine, e-commerce, and who knows, it might even tell us the real answer to life, the universe, and everything. Izzy Clark met with Winfried Hensinger, who's leading the project. The one downside? It's not exactly compact.
It's really big. Right now it fills a huge laboratory, and actually as we build a large-scale machine, it will certainly fill a whole building. Maybe it will fill a whole football pitch. Think of it as a masterpiece of engineering, a tremendously difficult engineering.
For one day only, a large bunker was placed in the centre of London, which displayed the blueprint to building the most powerful computer on Earth. But this isn't a computer as we know it. Using planes and planes of microchips, scientists can use charged atoms, called ions, to carry out enormous calculations using the laws of quantum physics.
Quantum physics is a very, very strange theory and has really weird predictions. An atom can be at two different places at the same time. So you could be standing here and you could be at home having breakfast all at the same time. And that actually exists in the world of quantum physics. And we tame these quantum effects in order to build a very, very powerful computer, which is nothing like a normal conventional computer.
The key to this quantum computer is that its circuit can operate by not just being on or off, like a switch, but by occupying a state that is both on and off at the same time. This is down to quantum mechanics, which allow very small particles to be in different places simultaneously, where they stay in these states until they are either observed or disturbed. It's a bit like flipping a coin. The coin is both heads and tails when it's in the air, but it's only heads or tails once it's caught.
What you actually see is a very authentic model of a quantum computer as we have it in our lab at the University of Sussex, which have a vacuum better than that of outer space. And inside these vacuum systems, there are microchips, silicon microchips. We've developed a new way where you apply voltages to one of these silicon microchips, and we use these to produce electric fields, and these electric fields make individual charged atoms or ions levitate above the surface. What we showed is a new type of approach to quantum computing.
It's on these small particles that information is encoded. Our standard computers carry information in bits with values of 0 or 1. Quantum computers use quantum bits, or qubits, where they can be both 0 and 1. Previously, small-scale quantum computing methods used lasers to help process the calculations carried out by these qubits. However, that provided some issues when upscaling.
Imagine you wanted to build a large-scale quantum computer, which would require millions or billions of qubits. Imagine you'd need to align millions or billions of laser beams with the accuracy of a hundredth of the width of a human hair. What we have done is we've taken away all this requirement of using all these laser beams and instead replaced that with voltages to apply to a microchip.
Because these qubits can be multiple values at the same time, more information can be encoded on them. We're talking about calculations that even the fastest supercomputer would need millions of years to calculate. For such a powerful computer, you're going to need a pretty big circuit board, known as a module. It's a large flat microchip that contains lots of routes for the ion to move across, along with the control electronics that allow this movement. Their motion actually looks a bit like a game of Pac-Man. And more modules means more ions, and that's what increases the computational power.
We've developed a new way to connect modules. Traditionally, people thought you'd have to use an optical fiber, so we came up with a new approach to do this. We move ions using electric field connections from one module to another, and with that, we're going to be able to do this 100,000 times faster than the state-of-the-art technology around right now. And so this is the second exciting breakthrough we have
In some aspects, a quantum computer works in a similar way to a standard computer, running calculations based on an input. But thanks to quantum, both the information a quantum computer can store and its power is incomparable. Imagine you were looking for someone in a public phone book. The standard process would be to go through each entry individually until you found the right person. Because these ions can take multiple states, a quantum computer would be able to search every name and number so that's every single possible answer all at the same time. But what can we use these quantum computers for?
Quantum computers can tackle problems even the fastest supercomputer may take billions of years. So it's a whole new set of opportunities. So for example, creating chemical reactions, like creating new pharmaceuticals, being able to understand how to make new materials, stronger materials, but lighter materials. Think about optimizations on the stock market. Very quickly, classical computers just run out of computational power. It's more like getting a new capability, which you didn't have before.
But will it do Facebook? We'll just have to wait and see. That was Izzy Clark speaking with Winfried Hensinger from the University of Sussex.